The following podcast has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
Hey everybody, this is Badass Billy Gunn and you're listening to Perched on the Top Rope. And if you're not down with that, got two words for you. Suck it.
Welcome everyone to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, former Dirt Sheet writer from Ringside News, Sportskeeda, Daily DDT, and more. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Lee Walker, and if you are a wrestling collector of memorabilia, 8x10s, ring-worn gear, action figures, whatever the case may be, you're probably asking yourself, without WrestleMania, how do I get some of my stuff signed at WrestleCon? Fans, for those of you who don't know, WrestleCon is an event that is put on by High Spots. It is a autograph convention of wrestlers from the past, the present, and the future. This is where a lot of legends come together. And a lot of those who have been, you know, either recently released from WWE or AEW or elsewhere, but also there's current talents from AEW, Ring of Honor, NWA, TNA, and more. There's talents from New Japan Pro Wrestling, talents from Mexico, talents from all over the world. It's an amazing time. This goes on during WrestleMania week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and even Sunday. And with WrestleMania going to Saudi Arabia, the question now becomes what will happen to this event? And the answer is, we don't know. We just don't know yet. We have plenty of time to have that all straightened out and figured out, but if you're a collector, right now you're in limbo, just waiting for an answer. And now if you're a wrestling fan and you don't go to WrestleCon, there's also WWE World that is put on by Fanatics, which allows you to meet WWE stars, WWE legends, photos, autographs. You know, they also have Q&As, and at WWE World, they have all sorts of interactive things that you can do as a fan and whatnot. Now, I assume that will still be part of WrestleMania, but it will be over in Saudi Arabia, which, again, leaves out the American fans. Unless you want to go to Saudi Arabia and be part of WrestleMania 43, then, you know, absolutely, you can absolutely do that. But I don't see many American fans doing that. So as of right now, if you are a wrestling collector, you have to ask yourself what's going to happen here. And two wrestlers, WWE Hall of Famers, that is, have provided their opinion on the matter, what could happen here. And one of those happened to be WWE Hall of Famer JBL, who recently went on Something to Wrestle With, talking about WrestleMania 43 and the impact that it will have on Saudi Arabia, but also the impact it's had on America so far, and given his honest opinion. Now, I have asked what will happen to things like WrestleCon and all these other events that also take place, because there's other wrestling companies that follow WrestleMania to get that audience to be part of their shows, like TNA, GCW, Juggalo Championship Wrestling, Combat Zone Wrestling. There's plenty of wrestling. On top of, there's a lot of popular podcasts that show up for WrestleMania week and do live shows. The Major Bros, Chris Van Vliet, my buddy DS Shin does something every year as a podcast host with Ring the Bell. So JBL goes on Something to Wrestle With, and he gives, again, his honest thought on the whole matter. And JBL thinks that WWE will provide the U.S. fans with a secondary show. And this is what he had to say as he further predicted the creation of a second major event specifically for fans in the United States and those who regularly travel to the U.S. for Mania. The short answer is yes. Will there be two WrestleManias? Yes. Now, they may not call the other one WrestleMania. It may be WrestlePalooza or something else when you're in Saudi Arabia. The fans that can come over from Europe and have that incredible day-to-day after WrestleMania when they hijack the show on Monday nights, they have so much fun. And it's such a fun show to be part of. And you have the whole weekend that's taken away from those fans because of Saudi Arabia for the most part. I think they're going to replace that with something else. Now, what do you call that? WrestleMania American version or WrestleMania or some other version? I don't know. And they may make a new name for it. But I think they're going to have a separate big weekend in the United States that's not too close to it. Probably that fills the void for what fans want to be a part of. So yeah, I think there's going to be a second one. To which, if WWE did a second WrestleMania as part of giving the United States fans and other fans, you know, from the UK and Europe and everything like that, that want to be part of the show but not go to Saudi Arabia, you know, this is what JBL is suggested. And if WWE does that, then in fact, I would assume that we would still have the WrestleCon and all these other companies would follow and still be part of that show. Now, if you listen to Busted Open Radio, then you know that Bully Ray had something to say about this also, but he went in a different direction. He didn't go in the same direction as JBL. Instead, Bully Ray thought outside of the box here, thought outside of WWE. And while on Busted Open Radio, Bully Ray addressed how WrestleMania being held outside of North America for the first time could be a blessing in disguise for AEW, as they could be the alternative to Mania in the States. And he said, during WrestleMania of 2027, put on an event in the United States, WrestleMania-esque for the people here, for the WrestleCon to piggyback off of, for the independent wrestling companies to be piggyback off. It's right there in front of him, man. Do the show like in Chicago. Said Ray, this is your opportunity to put on an event for the United States where you say, okay, wrestling fans, if they want to take over their show all the way over there, fine. Here's what we're doing. And then Ray also detailed how AEW taking the lead on creating a new show in collaborating with independent promotions and conventions like WrestleCon could help the promotion create a buzz for itself, if you will. He also suggested a radical idea, making the show free, to contrast the greed WWE has displayed lately. This would be a great opportunity for AEW to counter-program the biggest show on WWE's calendar. And since the perception is WWE is being greedy and they're going after all the money, this is all about money. This decision to go to Saudi. What's the opposite of going after the money and only being about the money? The opposite is free, he said. And Bully Ray asserted that Tony Khan has the financial strength to put on a free show, highlighting how it could do a lot of good for the AEW brand. Listen, if anybody can afford to throw money at a show like that, it's Tony. He does have disposable money. And think about the perception that you would create if you did a free event the same night of WrestleMania. He said, if Tony doesn't take advantage of this opportunity, where there is no competition in the United States on that day, where there is nobody standing up, because it's not like the WWE is going to be able to come back and go, well, we're going to put on a show in Chicago that day. Also, they're not going to counter-program WrestleMania with their own programming. Bully Ray feels that WWE, which has counter-programmed AEW shows lately, would look petty if they counter-programmed an AEW show on WrestleMania Day. He believes that this could be the opportunity for AEW and Tony Khan to show fans that they care. Here is an opportunity where we've been talking about for a while to create perception of what AEW is and what AEW means to wrestling fans, what you could do to get in the eyes on your product, Ray said. Give wrestling fans what you call the greatest pro wrestling on the planet. Give it to them. Give WrestleCon an opportunity. Give indies an opportunity. Allow AEW to become center of the wrestling universe in the United States. Now, Bully believes that that cannot fail. He also advised Tony Khan not to take pot shots at WWE. Instead, show how AEW is affordable in providing an alternative. My honest opinion is I would go more towards with Bully Ray on this one. I really don't see why AEW wouldn't want to put on some sort of pay-per-view that weekend. And like Bully said, that would allow Tony Khan to work with these independent promotions, CCW, JCW, GCW, all these companies that come in for WrestleMania, they can now come in for this AEW event instead. And that would be perfect. That would put AEW in a lot better position with fans to come out and do this show. And I would agree with Bully Ray where he says that if WWE tried to counter-program that with what JBL suggested, it could backfire on WWE and look really bad for them. And to go back to what JBL had said, with WWE running a secondary WrestleMania-like show in the United States for the fans and that realm, then my question is, who would you use? Because essentially, your top stars are going to be on the Saudi Arabia show. So who would they have to do a show here in the United States to try and drum up business in the United States, knowing that there's not going to be many people from the United States traveling to Saudi Arabia for this event? And my honest opinion here is I have to agree with Bully Ray. This is the time for AEW in 2027 to step it up. I necessarily don't agree with it should be a free show, but if you really want to knock it out of the park, sell super cheap ass tickets, man. You ain't got to bleed people money dry, but you also don't have to do a show for free where you lose a bunch of money. I don't think you necessarily gain a lot of viewership by putting on a free wrestling show. I would say, you know, you can make the tickets inexpensive. You can definitely make them inexpensive, super cheap, to where fans can be able to take their family of five or six or more, whatever the case may be. But I think the biggest mistake that WWE made, one, was TKO COO Mark Shapiro coming out and saying that Vince McMahon priced tickets for families and we think we can expand on that, essentially just saying that we're going to make tickets more expensive. This is where AEW can come in. don't raise prices, keep prices low, entice the fans to come to your shows because they are cheaper. And fans, you'll have to let me know in the comment sections on the social media apps to which we post this show your thoughts. Do you think JBL's right? Do you think Bully Ray's right? Could both happen? Let me know in the comment section. You can let me know on places like facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope, where we are over 24,200 people going strong. You can also find us on X/Twitter and Blue Sky at Perched Top Rope, because Perched on the Top Rope is too long. Now you can also find us on Instagram and Threads at Perched on the Top Rope Podcast. Now we are on TikTok at Perched on the Top Rope, and you can find us on Twitch at twitch.tv/perchedonthetoprope, where we often play WWE 2K25, and we play other wrestling video games too, like Retromania, but we also play non-wrestling video games too, such as Fortnite, Sundays 8 p.m., unless there is a PLE or pay-per-view. Now you can also find us anywhere and anywhere podcasts are found, from Apple, Google, Spotify, Podbean, Podbay, Red Circle, you name it. We're on every podcast platform there is. It's Perched on the Top Rope. And you can also find us on YouTube at youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope or youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope, where we do amazing unboxing videos as part of me showing off my wrestling collection, from signed action figures, ring-worn gear, and more. There's also awesome interviews with the likes of Ultimo Dragon, with the likes of Booker T, with the likes of Lex Luger, the Mountie, Samu, Fred Ottman, who was Tugboat and Typhoon in the WWF, the Warlord, the Berserker. There's tons of interviews, so fans, make sure you go youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope or youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope. And fans, remember, spoiler free's the way to be. I'm out.
Craving the coffee flavor you love, but without the caffeine? Kachava's got you covered with their newest coffee flavor. This all-in-one nutrition shake delivers bold, authentic flavor, crafted from premium decaffeinated Brazilian beans, with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Treat yourself to the flavor and nutrition your body craves. Go to kachava.com and use code SHAKE. New customers get 15% off their first order. That's KACHAVA.com, code SHAKE.